All right, should we just not do intros anymore? I've been thinking about this since it's a podcast. If you found this, you know what you found.
Right, they don't care.
It should be shorter.
Okay.
I'll say that.
All right.
You take a while for the ADD generation.
You shut the hell up, you son of a dirty bitch. You shut up. All right.
Hey, fellas.
Show is Papa's Basement. It's 10 years old at this point. I grew up listening to Howard Stern. I try to do a Howard Stern-like show, minus the everything. But we try to be funny about the
minus the talent.
Yeah, exactly. Minus his height, minus his weird Adam's apple and nose, and I still have my original hair. He has a wig, people. He has a goddamn wig. I'm putting that out there.
He's like 10 times the Jew you are.
He is 100%. He is full-fledged. I am 3%. They kicked me out of the Jew Lodge a long time ago.
You need more chutzpah, John. That's what the show needs.
I get into, like, second-tier conspiracies at best. I don't control anything. Like, a first-level Jew gets to throw thunderbolts like Zeus and control the weather. I might get to steal from the March of Dimes bag. That's about it for me. Yeah, in Papa's Basement. iTunes and Stitcher and YouTube. That's it. That's the show. Cool. Bye.
All right. Tight.
All right.
Let's go.
Outro music.
Let's go do drugs.
Oh, God. Do you? Please?
No.
Oh, why you do that to me, Azeba?
I guess the real question is, should you introduce the people you have in studio?
Or should you
go around the room and let us squander precious seconds away?
Already scaring away.
My name's Travis. My favorite color's blue.
What do your turn-ons include?
Feet.
And turn-offs?
Bearded Greeks.
Ooh. Turn-offs?
And turn-offs.
Yeah.
Bearded Greeks.
Okay.
It's a
bit of a paradox.
Yeah. Coffee.
So
lady
you
Greeks.
Almost have to see it to know that John is the Bearded Greek to which we refer.
Yeah.
But you can always find that on our YouTube station. What is the YouTube channel again?
YouTube.com/Papa's Basement. P-A-P-A. Since there's a million spellings of Papa, I think... Well, no, I was going to say that P-A-P-A is like the most sexual spelling of Papa. Like if a girl's like, oh, Papa spank me. But then I was like, there is no Papa spank me. There's Daddy spank me. If a girl were in bed and were like, bang me, Papa.
What about Poppy?
Poppy. Like I, Poppy. You're right.
Yeah.
I think that's P-A-P-A. P-I? P-A-P-P-I? Again, even Poppy has...
I'm not here that often. This is Howard.
Yes.
Howard Flood.
Sure.
Coming back on occasion when I'm not taking care of a baby. But
that's
I got to ask you, man. Have you ever done a show about, or at least the topic of, have you ever asked a girl to call you Daddy or better yet, Papa? Is that a thing you do?
No. I'm very vanilla when it comes to boning. Like, the most that I like in terms of, I like rougher crap, I guess. Like, my very first girlfriend got me into that, where she's like, hey, when we're banging, can you, like, choke me? And I was like, that's disgusting. What's wrong? And then, she kind of put my hands on her neck. I'm like, oh, this is great. Like, I get to take out my aggressions against womankind.
Does she
and
ever,
blow a load.
Does she ever put her fingers up Papa's Basement?
I have never had BH play. Like, I don't like it.
How do you know? How do you know if you've
I've had
done?
To give myself suppositories on occasion, and I literally afterwards just have to sit in the shower like Elizabeth Shue and leave Las Vegas. just. Like, I'm
wow.
like Carrie after the tampon scene. I'm very milquetoast when it comes to my butt, which, if someone were really just the Da Vinci of ass play, that'd be fine by me, but I don't want to... Like, do you guys want to open that vista up? Like, I already whack it too much and am too into porn. Like, I would be very afraid to add something that new to the mix.
I think if a girl was like, you can have sex with me, but I get to put something up your butt. I'd be like, let's go. Let's do this.
I think it's all about figuring out what your prostate is.
Well, yeah, you don't want just your rectum torn like a bear raped you or something like that. You kind of like you said, you want like a thumb or an index finger just pressing your prostate. But I was reading The Right Stuff by Tom Wolfe, who died. Look at me, all literate. And they were talking about there was like a vengeful doctor who was checking all the astronauts' assholes. So think the next time you think Buzz Aldrin, and who doesn't think that 3-4 times a day, and Neil Armstrong, they had this doctor who was jabbing their prostate so hard, they would then like just cream blood out of their wiener. And I'm like, I never will do ass play.
This is a comedy show, man. Why are you?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. A deep, dark place.
I got to say, like, I definitely, when I was 12, I was lucky enough to get a prostate exam. This is what they
from
do.
A priest? What? At 12?
What?
No,
what,
do you,
what Boy Scout badge did that earn you?
John, you remember
the
me
secret
from.
Secret badge.
We didn't really hang out in middle school. We hung out in elementary school. But we do you remember, out, like, seeing me around the middle school where I went from being, like, 5'4 to 5'11 in a year?
I always remember you taller than everyone, but I guess I was shorter than 5'4. And okay, so you
I
got,
grew a lot in eighth grade.
Okay.
And
I'm Greek, so I didn't.
It turned out I didn't know how to drink enough water when I grew that much, so I started peeing blood.
Okay.
And I had no idea why I was peeing blood.
This is after you earned your prostate badge.
This is like how I earned my prostate badge, okay. Where it's like, why am I peeing blood? Went to a urologist, and he said, I'm going to have to check your prostate. Which I didn't know that was done until, you know.
You're like, oh, do they put me under a local? Is there a CAT scan? And yeah,
there's no local.
That guy wasn't really a doctor.
Exactly.
When you realize he's got to stick two fingers up your butt,
was this doctor's office in an airbrushed van?
I got to tell you that the thing is, a urologist obviously knows how to get to the prostate quickly.
Yeah.
I got to say, it was not unpleasant. I was deeply worried as a 12-year-old of like, oh man, that's exit only. And then as soon as it was like poke, poke, I'm like, huh. Not as bad as I thought it would be.
God damn.
Did you go home and experiment after that? Just like
I never have. Because okay. I don't know where it is. I'm just like, where is that?
It's like an inch is in that, your ass, dude. It's not like he found Long John Silver's treasure.
Is that like, the G-spot?
It's the boy.
It's kind of a, it depends. Different men are different sensitivity. That's why they always like warn guys when it's like, hey, you're 40 now. You're going for your prostate exam. Some of you will immediately splooge the second the doctor touches it. That doesn't mean you're gay. It just means you have a sensitive prostate.
It means you're super gay. I mean, it's just like, why? It can't hard to find. Like, it's an inch or two in your ass. Those are close confines. Like, I'm not saying find a lost child in Luray Caverns, dude. Like,
all right, get the camera. Let's. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you
this
were
is
just
the visual element.
You were just in the bathroom taking a dump before this.
I was.
Thanks. I don't think right before this show would have been a good time for you to explore what was like an inch up your butt.
Well, yeah, because I would have hit the turtle in his forehead. Like, but had the caboose been clean, I don't know. I just, to me, that's just something I don't want to learn. Like, you're the discipline you described in being like, it felt amazing. I never did it again. Like, do you remember a kid? I'm not ratting out that he, like, killed a cat or something. You remember Pat Norman?
Yes.
Okay. Pat Norman, a guy who was in my eighth grade. He went to a
shout out, Pat.
Shout out to Pat. He got me. He was, like, into going to shrinks and taking Prozac and doing Dexedrine when we were, like, 13. He's kind of the reason I got into that crap. But Pat was like, yeah, when I whack it in the shower, like, I just shove my thumb up my ass.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he was just like, yeah, it feels great. Like, I do it every time. And I was like, I don't need, like, I am 12/13. I'm jerking off 7 times a day. Like, you don't need kerosene on that fire. And now that, like, yeah, I'm jerking off for, like, probably, what, your 100,000th time or whatever the hell. I haven't crunched numbers. I still don't want to go. Like, I feel bad enough having a lotiony dick afterward. Like, I don't want to have to check under my thumbnail, too.
Is this guy still alive? I feel like he eventually upgraded to the belt around the neck. And
I saw him in high school. The last time I saw him, I was junior year of high school. I was working at Taco Bell. He came through.
Okay.
And he...
Did you see both hands? Or
he had done many many drugs by that point, it seemed. I just look and I'm like, wow, I mean, we're, you have aged a lot for someone between, like under the age of 18. It was impressive that he looked like he was 40.
I saw him. He used to work at CompUSA for a time, not to date myself. Travis, there were these things.
I don't want to date yourself either.
They're personal computers.
I really don't know. Do you think he's alive now? He could be. Maybe.
Yeah, he's my Facebook friend.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said
that. He probably listens to the show. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
How's he looking? Can I, like, find him on your Facebook?
I mean, he looks kind of like Pat Norman minus hair. Like, he looks
He has cancer.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. He's prostate stage four. Exactly. That's what you get. God punishes you for touching your phone.
He's not Facebook friends with me.
I had to seek him out, but I'm one of those people where, when I first got on Facebook, I would friend all the girls I wanted to bang from high school, and then I friended a bunch of guys, like kind of to like disguise what I was doing, throw people off the scent, and then I just never really got any off Facebook. That was the beauty of my
weird. Because I was way tighter with that kid than you.
Who, Pat Norman?
Yeah.
When was this?
Sixth grade.
When was this nonsense? Okay, well, he was my friend when we had grown up more and were more sophisticated.
All right.
And we were into European pleasures, a.k.a. ass play. And I would do drugs. There you go. Sorry. Not to rub in your face how sophisticated I was, but I was. All right. You guys probably talked about like fruit snacks and tailspin. We talked about the Pulp Fiction script and prostate.
Well, I am sorry, I got him confused with like one of my other friends from high school who died from a drug overdose.
Who was this?
I guess technically, Dan did not die directly from it, though.
Yeah, for you know, predating every person ever doing heroin. I think those like 18 and below, just everyone shooting up. But for our era, we did have a couple people dying drug related deaths at our high school.
Yeah. No,
I knew that guy who died in a straight-up drug shooting over a pound of weed.
Pat Norman looks great, by the way.
Does he?
Fantastic.
Cool. How's his prostate? Still childlike tight?
I can't believe you explained to people. Picture? Like, yeah, anybody who's actually friends with you that like listens to this could totally just look this dude up.
I didn't put a rolling pin up there. He's like, on some level, I respect the manliness.
Everyone go to Pat's Facebook wall and just post, how's that ass?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to envision. I'm like, does he still do this when he takes a shower? I don't know.
Well, that's why.
What's worse, like me saying, oh, he's probably dead based on what I saw him looking like at 17.
Yeah.
Or you saying like, yeah, he seemed to get off. This is the second person you've used their last name because you did this to Shahir.
Yeah.
Like a few episodes ago. You got to stop using people's last names.
Why?
This is why I don't even use my real last
Shahir's
name on the show.
Shahir's rich and powerful and he's married to a thin blonde woman. Like, he's doing okay for himself.
I don't think he needs you to, like, I guess it's not the Me Too type of information, but crap, man, it's Trump America. Like, with a name like that, he could get in a lot of trouble when you're like, oh, yeah, he definitely spit into an American flag when we were 12.
Yeah, this is true. I mean,
jeez.
Yeah, thank God this isn't like Trump's Back to the Future where they use the DeLorean to go back in time and beat up brown kids that disrespected the flag. I think he's okay on that front. You're the one who said what he did twice.
Hey, no, like, let's go down the list of other people we knew when we were children.
That did butthole pleasure.
Where we can use their full name and describe something, like, terrible that they don't want people to know about themselves.
Okay. Alex Crichton.
I was kidding.
Papa's Basement, just revealing terrible secrets of all the middle-aged people.
We
in
are pretty much the MP3 version of 13 Reasons Why, except it's like no one that wronged us directly.
It's like the TMZ of just regular just people trying to live their lives.
No, do you remember that simple girl, Amanda Snodgrass?
I have no idea who that is.
That went to...
Is that a real name?
That is because one time she went to Alex Crichton's house and never came back. I'm not describing... There was no... I think Amanda Snodgrass could be the love interest from Vice Principals. I think that's who Danny McBride was banging. No, I don't have a lot of juice. We lived in the suburbs. A couple people OD'd, a couple people were shot, and a kid fingered his asshole. That's about the depths of the treasure chest.
We do often revisit the story where Pimley got arrested in your front yard, but that was in our 20s. So
he wasn't technically arrested. He might have been for trespassing. Yeah, my friend who just got real hammered and then fell into a quarry and went some weird like psychotic alcohol fueled state, and they had to throw him into like a Hannibal Lecter mask.
The 90s sound wild.
It's good times. Yeah, you might be a 90s kid if you almost died of hypothermia after drinking 3 Steel Reserves.
Funny how when the story is retold by the person whose home the Steel Reserve was consumed tells it.
What? Yeah. Wait, what S end of the stick are you rubbing in my prostate?
I guess, do you want to talk about this? I could call you out on like, I don't know if it was the best idea for you to just be like, hey, get out of my house. You clearly are like too drunk to get home on your own.
I mean, he ran. I didn't kick him out. He like kind of ran out of the house and we waited for him to come back and he never did. And eventually I was like, I got to lock up, man.
Oh, man. No, all right, well.
I never like just threw him out. I would have tried to keep him
inside. This person died?
I thought you put him in your yard. Like he was just, he was going to soil himself on your couch.
No,
so
he kind of, after getting into it with my dog, he then like kind of walked outside and then we were just like, where is Stefan?
Okay.
He was gone. No, I didn't do anything that saucy.
Because I do remember I was there briefly that night and then the next day I talked to him. It's like, oh, yeah, no, Stefan,
yeah, he never came back, and then I had to learn the next day he got arrested and hand-blacked.
I just remember we saw him at 7-Eleven, right? He was buying three Steel Reserve.
He was.
And
I like this guy.
Yeah.
He's not a heavy guy.
He's good people.
No, he was like $140.
Yeah.
5'10".
So looking at that much malt liquor, I was like, that would be impressive if he could handle all that.
He couldn't. He tried.
I was impressed because I saw him drink two of them. I was like, dang, that's really impressive, Stefan. And then I talked to you the next day, and it's like, no. He was not built to do that, was he?
He was drunk for 3 months.
Yeah, he tried to tangle and he lost, but he gave it. You know, he's like a guy that died like 2/3 of the way up.
I don't know.
Everest.
I was still impressed, man. I was still pretty impressed. I'm like, I can't drink like that.
Glad alcoholism wows you. It's kind of depresses me, but sure.
I'm half Korean. I get the flush sometimes, man.
Yes, that Asian person drinking flush. I thought you got that all the time.
No, half the time.
Really? Oh, okay. That math checks out.
I saw a guy get blackout drunk off three Natty Lights. It was his first time, and he was just a little guy.
It was
very
impressive. Four blackout drunk off of three Natty
Lights? No, it was like his senior year of high school.
Oh.
He was like his class is like valedictorian or whatever. And then.
Are you mentioning this because he was Asian? Is that why you're mentioning
him? No, he was Indian or something.
All right. Same continent.
Certainly wasn't white.
Yeah. I was in awe.
Blackout drunk off
three Natty Lights.
I mean, did you pat Norman butthole afterward? Like once he's out.
I mean, I'm sure I got blacked out that night too.
Did you me too him? Did you me poo him?
I started the movement. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, good for you for having some sort of restraint and despite every fiber of your being crying for otherwise not raping the passed out boy and his behind. Do we want to talk about the Me Too of this week? Because we can just do... If I did a show dedicated to embarrassing former classmates and then guys who were accused of being rapists who are celebrities, like that would be an hour of content a week. We'd be done.
Yeah.
No, what's up, Howard?
I thought we started the episode with the Me Too moment for yourself where you talked about choking one of your girlfriends during sex, but...
I mean, she liked it. Afterward, I was like, oh, my God, was that what you wanted? She's like, yeah, do it more. And I was like, okay, nice. And yeah, no, it's hair
or
pulling.
Or are you just remembering like that? In my head, it's like she just kept saying she liked it because she thought you were going to kill her.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a survivalist.
Yeah, it was like a Rashomon incident where I'm like, she loved it and couldn't get enough of it. And she tells her side of it, and it turns out it was Chloe Dykstra.
It's like, are you okay? Oh. It's better this way.
Yeah, Chris Hardwick.
Your hero. Your podcasting hero.
Oh, God. Don't. You bite your goddamn tongue. To this day, I'm weirded out that Chris Hardwick has a career. Like, I just remember him as the guy starring opposite Jenny. What's the MacBook? What the hell was her name? Jenny, goddamn playmate.
McIntyre.
Anti-vaxxer. Was it Jenny McIntyre? No, Jenny McIntyre. I thought it was
a classmate. Did you say anti-vaxxer?
Yeah, the isn't
it Jenny Mac something.
Yeah, why are we forgetting this? This is pathetic. I used to whack that broad all the time.
Jenny McCarthy. Sorry.
Jenny McCarthy. There we go. Yeah, Jenny McCarthy was, they were co-stars in like circa '96 or something on a stupid MTV game show, and then Jenny McCarthy was the one that was plucked to go on and do bigger things. He then co-stars with Carmen Electra, and the show dies shortly afterward. But he now is the one that had a big podcast empire and had his Talking Dead show. Like, there's so much to say about him. I'm tripping over my words here because I have so many feelings about this guy. He got, I don't want to say like outed over the weekend because there's not a shred of goddamn evidence.
She wrote a letter.
And she wrote, oh, did she?
She wrote a letter.
Oh, man. That'd be great. Like, I think I have journals from when I was 12 where I would have talked about Cindy Crawford sucking my D, but these could be equally true. I don't know. So he had an ex-girlfriend, Chloe Dykstra, 18 years younger, a model. He's like,
wait, they were that far apart in age?
I believe so.
How old is he?
He's like mid-40s or some crap. Some like 14-year gap.
I'm going to fact check.
Yeah, please fact check me. And point being, she ratted him out. Well, I shouldn't say ratted him out if what she said is true, but she came out and said that...
Yeah, what a snitch.
Yeah, snitches get stitches. So again, she came out over the weekend and said Chris Hardwick, who they'd been a couple for about four years in that range. Was I right?
He's 46. She's 29.
Okay, so 17, yeah. I ain't off by much.
He looks good for 46.
Do you want the real secret? I'll say this a million times. The real secret to not looking aged as a man.
Prostate stuff?
No. Absolute most key thing, keep your hair.
Yeah.
Or shave it. But keep that damn hairline. Second of all, don't get fat. Third of all, don't go gray. I'm at varying stages of all of these things, but I've managed to hold it at bay a little bit, and I'd like to think I look slightly younger.
And start a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. So she came out and said in the course of their relationship, he was, like, what, physically abusive?
And, like, mentally.
Tried to pick up another woman while they were together. Painted a picture of him as, a big-time abuser who would control every aspect of her life. Once they broke up, she said he tried to blackball her in the industry, which I don't know.
Which meant he would throw bowling balls at her.
Yes, that is... blackballed is either that or what you see on black.com. Sorry.
There's a...
you've never been to black.com? Have you never lived, sir? Sorry.
I guess not.
I just remember there was an interracial porn from when I was a kid called Blackballed, and I was like, that's the funniest goddamn thing I've ever heard in my life. And... She says he, at one point she did not want to be. It's kind of a mixed message. I'm not trying to single her out. God, that was a horrible, unintentional pun. She was saying she was blocked from the industry once she was in it, but she didn't want to be in the industry to begin with. And he was like, no, you're my goddamn girlfriend. You get in front of the camera. And so, like, he has a million web shows, I suppose he does. And she was a host or made a hostess of one of them. I'm trying to think what the hell else she accused him of. This is hilarious if it's true. I don't give a damn. Supposedly she had an ectopic...
Sexual abuse is hilarious. Quote by John Papa Giorgio.
Well, yeah. Give me 5 seconds and I'll say something much worse. So she supposedly had an ectopic pregnancy, which is, I guess, is where you get pregnant outside of your vagina, like on your belly button. That's science. No. What is it?
In the ovary.
Yeah. Outside of the uterus. And so they got to scrape that crap out. And she says, like, apparently... I don't believe this for a second, but she claims that he just walked in and was like, well, when can I bang her again? Which, like, no man would do because you just use it as an excuse to get blowjobs all goddamn day.
Speed it up. It's hard dick time. That's how I think Chris Hardwick talks.
So he's a poet laureate is what you're tiptoeing around.
Lick hard dick. Oh, sorry.
This dropped on Saturday, I believe. Sure. I think it was like Friday or Saturday, like a mixtape. She dropped her remix. And that dude who founded the Nerdist podcast empire, and I mean just a massive up there with the biggest of pods. You know, this is something download-wise like a Corolla, like Joe Rogan. He was scrubbed from the website within 6 hours.
Hmm.
Just what his Talking Dead show, which is an AMC, I guess they have to dissect every episode of Walking Dead.
Well, they make Dead, so why not just keep the audience around for an extra half hour?
Yeah.
It's just total waste of people's time. But
oh, completely.
Let's get that advertising
money. They act
money.
Like they're unpacking goddamn Blue.
It's weird that like
color.
Every show has like post-game coverage now.
Well,
it's pathetic.
There's Netflix shows that's just like 13 Reasons Why has an entire separate show.
Anyone, you haven't watched those, right? Have you?
No.
I watched part of the one for... Stranger Things, a couple of them.
Yeah, wow. I think I want, yeah.
You couldn't pay me. Like, as much as I love that stuff, I do not care.
If anyone
whatsoever.
Would like to pay me, yes.
You literally just beg for money.
Can I have money?
Can someone
Venmo's open?
Someone PayPal Travis Dorward some money.
Yeah,
like
I'm not picky. Just
at Travis Dorward, find him probably on Twitter. He'll give you an email address. Just send him some money.
Yeah, just come to my house. That would be preferable.
Yeah, if you exactly like he doesn't want to bother with the internet. I think you the how did you phrase it? You said that's for nerd fags.
Fag nerds.
And he just wants you to come to his house and give him money.
Really, I mean, what's most convenient for me is if when I want things, you go buy them for me and then bring them to my house.
Do you want people to chew your food for you?
Yeah, that I would like that. That's another jerk me service off when I need sexual pleasure.
I'd like that service.
Yeah. So if you're a fan of the show.
Yeah, come jerk off Travis. Fresh meat.
Come make me come.
That's the name of your production company.
Yeah.
So you had Chris Hardwick, who founded out of, again, was kind of gone for like 10 years. Did this singled out show, I believe survived as a stand-up from 98 till the mid-2000s.
Well, apparently he was supposed to come do a show. It might still be scheduled, but
oh, no,
he
was
supposed to be at the DC Improv soon.
Okay.
That's how I first started. Like, I saw a bunch of like local comics like tweet at like the DC Improv, like, why is Chris Hardwick? Like, I thought they were just like doing that because they thought he sucked or something. Like,
oh,
this guy's garbage. give me the stage time.
yeah. Let's not act like comics don't have an ulterior motive. Yeah. Like, look, if you want,
throw an open mic instead.
Hasn't scraped an ectopic pregnancy out of a uterus with his teeth, and give me that time, please. I'll do a tight five. So, I personally never liked the guy. Like, I thought he was completely passable as like some mid-90s Pat Sajak type character on Singled Out. But the whole like faux nerd thing that he cultivated, like, it's just pop culture now. To say that you're into like Marvel movies, and I mean, I realize he's part of the normalization of that, but it's kind of like when the hippies were the quote-unquote counterculture, but then they were just the culture.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, at that point, you're not counterculture anymore. That's kind of what he did. Like, nerddom used to have some sort of intellectual component to it. Like,
now it just means you have a hobby.
Yeah, really, that's a great way of putting it. It just means there's, like, something you care about outside of football and puss.
Like you said the Marvel thing, if I'm around my friends and talk about Marvel for more than 5 minutes, they're like, you're such a nerd, dude. Like,
how? These are literally like
the most popular movies in the world.
The top five biggest movies of all time. Like, I think Black Panther's 2 through 4. You know what I mean? Like, that's how big these
are. Like,
I
had a group text and like someone was asking like, what exactly is the plot of blah, blah, blah? And I started explaining what the Infinity Stones are and they're like, why do you guys make it sound so gay?
Jesus. Like, yeah, this is how stupid we are. This is pop culture. Like, if someone can recite Star Wars, they're not a nerd anymore. That's just a cornerstone of everything we are. Like, that's just our modern myth. Like, in ancient Greece, if you were like, oh, Hera's the wife of Zeus, no one would be like, all right, fag. Like, just crap you knew. Leia and Luke, they're brother and sister. Like, that's just junk you knew. Like you said, Howard, to say that this guy's some nerd doing an after show for The Walking Dead, which was just a ratings juggernaut. How is that
really
the case?
This news, the worst part of this news is going against the whole nerd persona because it's saying that he had sex, which, you know,
exactly
that destroys the entire character.
Like, what is nerdy about like an anal retentive type A petite white man banging a sexy model 20 years younger than him and being like an entertainment success?
He's not one of us.
There's nothing nerdy about that whatsoever.
Yeah.
That's just a success story and a massive one at that. Like, this guy who battled alcoholism, I think, for a large time out of nowhere. Like, let's be honest, there are other comedians that had very successful podcasts. Again, we'll say Mark Maron, WTF, and you've got Adam Carolla. These are both guys that have done comedy. Maron being a stand-up.
John Papa Giorgio.
Thank you. High five. High five my prostate hand. So, but he is, you know, you don't see Maron anywhere. Maron had a failed IFC show.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
I'm.
But Glow. Shout out. He's good in Glow.
He's good in Glow. But like, None of Adam Carolla, even Rogan. Okay, Rogan, a better example, a fellow stand-up. Like, Rogan might have other stand-up specials.
Did he get famous from the podcast first and then start doing stand-up?
Or? Stand-up for a long time. Joe Rogan had, I remember.
Well, he made that news radio money.
I was going to say, well, was he full-time on news radio? He was.
Sort of. I mean, he was like a regular cast member, but.
He had the one-off performance in Just Shoot Me. That was it. And I think that got him news radio, or possibly vice versa. But I remember Rogan with hair. It was odd. But look at Rogan. He's not all over TV. He has UFC, which is like way more niche than AMC, like Walking Dead stuff. Like Chris Hardwick is a very known quantity. Nerdist is a very known, like people know Rogan, but not so much out of his show. A lot of people who know nothing of Hardwick's podcast like know of Chris Hardwick. Like, do you watch Walking Dead? Cool, you've heard him. Like, his stupid face was in every commercial.
At midnight was decently popular, I think.
Because I watched
Midnight was massive.
I enjoyed that show. I don't love the Nerdist, but I did
that
watch that.
That ruined Twitter for years at midnight. Every comedian trying to get mentioned on goddamn At Midnight. That was a huge show. I completely forgot that.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed he dropped it. I guess that's the oddity of this whole situation, where I think if that show was still on, I'd probably still watch it at this point based on...
I never found him... He was like a slightly AIDS-ier Ryan Seacrest to me. Like, I never thought he had some inherent
talent.
He was
heroin addict Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, obviously he was rapier Ryan Seacrest.
I mean,
yeah.
I didn't love the Nerdist persona.
Well, is Ryan Seacrest just the rapey Ryan Seacrest kind of?
They're all rapey. That's what we're getting to the bottom of.
But no, like, I'm with you where it's kind of sci-fi light, you know? It's just, I didn't really listen to Nerdist, but were they talking about who won the Hugo and Nebula Award every year? Is that the type of thing they talk
about? Yeah, exactly. No one is, like, jerking off to old issues of Starlog. Like, that is legit. Like, you want to talk slightly nerdier stuff? Debate Blade Runner or something like that. Talk Blade Runner 2049. There's nothing nerdy about this crap. Like, even his girlfriend, she was supposed to be this, like, alternative choice for him. She's just a hot girl with fake red hair.
She's a hot girl who has seen Doctor Who.
Exactly. What the TARDIS? Oh, you dorky bitch. Like, that's...
Fifth Doctor. Ooh. Ooh.
But as far as going back to, you don't really buy into the allegations then. You're just...
Well, there's a lot to unpack. First, I was trying to just encapsulate his career in that I don't care for
him. I don't care enough about him to not believe her. Like, it's like, fine.
I spent the first 6 hours laughing my ass off out of just pure schadenfreude.
Yeah.
Like, just completely happy that this man's career went down the turlet.
That is the unfortunate part of this, where it's like your esteem and judgment of the situation depends on how much you like them in the first place.
100%. But what really kind of... we've said this a million times. Like, it's terrifying that he... with, like, not a shred of evidence, really, just lost everything. Like, in a blink. I mean, faster than even Louis C.K. lost everything. This might have been, like, the four-minute mile being broken in terms of losing all your crap after accusations. And, like, they're shady accusations, but there wasn't a ton of, like, he held me down and Pat Norman my rump. Like, there was, you know, he was just a crappy kind of psycho boyfriend, which... I don't, as we go down this kind of path more and more and we hear more of these stories, like, it just sounds like there's women out there that you can kind of be crappy to and they stick around. It's baffling to me as a man who doesn't really date. Like, it's just like, why can't I just be an asshole to some hot woman? And she's like, okay, the walls of my self-esteem have crumbled in on themselves. I now love you and think Papa's Basement is hilarious. Like, why don't I have that in me? Apparently it's effective as a mother effer. But I don't. Like, so I just sound, you know, it's the same old story where it's like, you're funny. I'm like, cool. I'll think of your face when I jerk it later. Bye. Like, that's my interaction with a woman. But
yeah, I mean, I don't look at celebrities' love lives, especially if I don't really care for them. So he's in the category of, like, do I care about gossip about somebody who does a half-hour show about Twitter? Not really.
If you were into him, it was very well known, this relationship. Because
of course, yeah, exactly.
This was one of many things that set me off about him. We have a a friend of mine, a longtime friend, Laura Caputo. I'll give her full name because we're not going to talk about her fingering butts or anything weird.
Can we?
Yeah, sure. I'm sure
she
does.
If we did.
She looks like she can do some good things in the sack, that girl. So, yeah, I'm sure she's like 2-3 fingers in play kind of gal for that stuff. If you want to just blow whole milk, I'm not talking skim. She'll get you. But she was explaining it to me. We were chilling one time. I think you, Howard, were there. This was one of those times where she was what I'm about to say. You were there having lunch with us for whatever reason. She works nearby. She said, like, yeah, he's dating a model who's almost 20 years younger than him, but it's not like that. And I was like, no, it's exactly like
it's
that.
Always like that.
Thank you, Travis. It is always like that. God bless him. Like, the greatest trick the devil ever played was making the world think he didn't exist, but he's just a famous Hollywood guy banging a model 20 years younger.
Can I go on a slight tangent?
Sure.
I just saw this on Facebook recently, and I don't know why it was never a big thing, but
it's called Farmville.
No. Apparently Jerry Seinfeld like dated a 16-year-old.
Shoshana Lowenstein, 17 years old, biggest, most beautiful Israeli boobs you'll ever see.
Sure. Was this like a big deal like when it happened?
We didn't care.
It was controversial.
No one cared.
It was well known. It was controversial. I'll say in Jerry's defense, age of consent in New York, 17.
Right.
Weirdly enough.
Well,
so yeah,
the post I saw, it was a local comic and it had a huge thread because a lot of people were defending Jerry.
Look, just Google the word Shoshana Lowenstein breasts, and if you told me that were a 10-year-old, I'd be in prison tomorrow.
Shoeshine breasts.
Yes, Shoeshine Mojo. bosoms.
Shoshana Bean?
Shoshana Lowenstein. She later became a designer for women who needed lingerie for their huge tits. Like, she's pretty much doing the Lord's work. I know she doesn't believe in him, but she's proof that Jesus exists. Because
she's nice.
God. Oh, she's the best. I mean, he even said creepy things about it. I don't remember where this interview took place, but I remember this near verbatim, where he went on about one of the funniest things about dating a 17-year-old was he watched her as she did her homework. This is while he's like season 4 Seinfeld famous. He's like, I'm also banging this great broad with huge cans and watching her do like trigonometry.
So you could literally say anything you wanted up until like probably
that is what
5 years ago.
The John Cusack movie Say Anything is about. It's just him detailing sodomizing some Somali kids and he gets away with it because this was 89. You could say, I don't want to say, I mean, again, that was age of consent in that state. I mean, he legit could have been like arrested banging her in other states probably because you can't bring a minor over state lines.
I mean, it's definitely, it's still creepy, but I mean.
It's weird. I've caught guff because I'm 46. I use the word guff. I've had friends, like younger female friends who gave me crap because I was like, yeah, I'd bang a hot 18-year-old who wanted it like in a heartbeat. I'm like, it's the age of consent. I'm sorry, like, I'm not saying I'd wife the bitch, like, but if some hot 18-year-old was messed up in the head enough to be like, yeah, I'll blow you, what the hell? Why would I not? Like, I'm sorry, like, that's just when bodies can be as kicking gets. That's just reality. Let's call it like it is.
But it is the, I guess this question now
they're
comes
not gonna
back
know how to,
Patrick
Norman your asshole, but
we
sorry.
Have been given celebrities different rules. And now I think people are starting to wonder, yeah, it is kind of weird when celebrities date someone who could be their kid.
Yeah, I mean, Fatty Arbuckle raped a woman to death with a beer bottle. I mean, that's, we used to have different rules, sure.
I'm just saying, like, now people are possibly, I don't know if this is how they're thinking about it, but, you know, it's weird. I don't have any friends who are
celebrity
in
rapists?
A relationship with someone with that big an age gap. I think that's a large one. 17 years is a big gap.
17 is massive, dude. My last girlfriend was 12-year gap, and that felt really big.
That's probably the largest gap of anyone I know.
Yeah.
And, you're kind of messed up in the head, so...
Totally.
When it happened, I was like, yeah, I, guess that's about his mental age.
Oh, completely. Yeah. You're like, oh, he's like 20. Yeah. Like, this clicks.
I mean, yeah, I still go to your place sometimes and you're playing video games.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
No, it's true, but it's take a step back. We go back to the room where you grew up.
Yeah.
And we play video games on the same bed, essentially, that you had when we were teenagers.
Yes.
So that's the part that...
I have changed the dinosaur comforter.
Yeah. All right. So that's a thing. And then when you told me, oh, yeah, my girlfriend, she also, like, lives at her parents' house. I'm like,
yeah.
Match made in heaven.
I would...
Match made in heaven.
I would...
Am I the girlfriend?
You're the rebound.
The entire time?
I hate to tell you this. You are the rebound.
Yeah. Sorry, Travis.
That's the first time rebound in my name have ever been in the same sentence.
The round mound of rebound. No, I mean, this will sound messed up. I still wouldn't mind a girl living at home. Older would be cool. Like mid to late 20s is now what I can handle. But I would...
Even if it's her home, like, you know.
Yeah.
She owns it. She's living at home.
But you're saying with a 12-year gap, you kind of understood when people, all your friends would kind of be like, oh, wow, she's young.
Yeah, but I mean, I could see how anyone, and if any of my friends did that, and I've had friends that did it. Hell, Jason, you know, Pete maybe. God, Pete maybe. He was banging chicks 10, 12 years younger. And, like, it's funny because I'd hear him get crap about it, and, like, I'd bust his chops for 5 seconds. And then I'd be like, yeah, but look at that ass. That's like a drum. So, I was, you know, again...
We even give my one friend who's like 22 crap
for banging 10-year-olds.
Well, that's what we accuse him of. But actually, like he dates like a high school senior who's 18. Actually, but we still make fun of him.
I do take it back. I had a friend who when he was 37 dating a 22-year-old. So he ran the restaurant where I met my wife.
Okay.
And he was dating a bartender at the restaurant. And I just remember him saying, they're both cool people. I'm still friends with both of them on Facebook. But it was just one of those oddities of where he was like, yeah, man, the age gap can be tough sometimes. And he had a funny story because he didn't want to go too much into detail, but he's like, it is hard when you're different generations. And he's like, this is the only example I'm giving you because I don't know you that well. We're not that close. But he's like, classic example. I was closer in age to him. He's like, one day she comes up to me and says, hey, I think a customer gave me a counterfeit 20. And she pulled it out, and it was just the 20 that we grew up with. She had never seen that before.
The little face? Oh,
yeah. God. Where she was just like, I didn't know what to do, so I just took it. But I'm
please
sorry.
Don't beat me.
Yeah, she just was like, I'm so sorry that I took fake money. And he was like, are you kidding? You've never seen money from the 20th century?
I would be diamond hard. Just be like, tell me of your youngness. Oh, God, yes. Just pressing Andrew Jackson's mouth to my erect nipple.
No. But yeah, man, it's just that's a big gap. 17 years, like, should raise questions. So I think when people look at celebrities... I mean, there's certain things, regardless of what's happening with me, to where you have to ask the question of like, huh, that guy, that's a little creepy, right? It's a little weird.
Okay, I am a creep. Don't get me wrong. I'm a creep. But I'll never get why someone is called creepy for that, because it's not like we're cracking the Da Vinci Code regarding why a man would want to bang a younger woman.
But
he's immature and her body's tight. That's it. That's it.
But here's the thing. Here's the difference that I'm going to call you out on, because, like, you said you would bang an 18-year-old.
Yes.
You didn't say you would date an 18-year-old and introduce her to all your friends and be like, hey, this is a girl that I'm 22 years older than, or whatever.
I would be embarrassed S-less, don't get me wrong, but, like, I'm just dopey and sad enough where, like, I would try to make a go of it just to keep the banging going on. And, like, I'm sorry, companionship's companionship. Like, I love my cat.
But going back to the real if, let's get the real hypothetical that hits it really close to home. Let's say this podcast was successful and you were rolling in dough.
Okay.
And you knew all that could disappear if you dated her as opposed to just one and done. If I was your manager and you were rolling dough, and I would be taking my 20% cut, because that's what we agreed on if you ever made it.
Yeah.
I would tell you can't date her. Yeah. You can't date her. That's what I would know. You can have some fun. She can come to your hotel room. I will hold her cell phone. There is no way she's going in there where she can get evidence of, like,
I mean,
you being a creep.
If I have any sort of fame and, like, I can get multiple girl's doing this, then sure, just add her to the roster. I wouldn't goddamn.
If it's two 18-year-olds, it's like one 36-year-old. So
yeah,
but that's what I'm saying is like the creepy part of like Jerry dating a 17-year-old long term. It's like, I don't know about that. I guess that's like the only way to go out with someone who's 17, because otherwise,
what's the deal with homeroom?
What's the deal with pederasty? Who are these pedophiles?
But it's kind of a red flag, it seems, if it's like, I'm going to date this person in public when I make all my money off the general public who seems to not like this kind of behavior.
I mean, like, just easily 30% of me is like, dude, just look at her tits. Like, just, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not even being funny right now. When you're like, how could you do that? I'm like, those are just some of the dumbest tits I've ever seen.
I'm just like, but oh, going back to like my point, man, is like, why do you have to, hey, world, come look at me as I do something that offends you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. Like, if I were rich tomorrow, I guess I'd want some without paying for it, but I also might just live at a brothel. Like, that is the Me Too loophole that no one likes to talk about. Just paying for it.
Just, I mean, it's the interesting discussion of, I mean, we are starting to legalize in this country. More people are like, yeah, it's probably better for society if people were having sex with real women instead of robots.
Thank you.
I disagree.
You know, it's a bunch of guys, myself included, blowing loads into Tengas and, you know, while they're watching porn and stuff. There's something human and, dare I say, quaint in mom and pop about getting a prostitute and having sex with a real person. Ooh. And yeah, you know, get out of your culture bubble. They're usually foreign.
Yeah, they might surprise you with they have to have some knowledge about pop culture that you may be unaware of.
I mean, K-pop.
Yeah.
My experiences. What?
I don't know.
Yeah. So, Chloe Dykstra writes this letter. Chris Hardwick's career just gone like that because...
Well, remains to be seen. He might end up the way of Aziz Ansari. Do you think his career's over? Because it seems like he's getting some defense. Chris Hardwick's had.
I haven't seen Aziz do anything since then. People might just not care enough about Chris Hardwick where it'll help him. Like,
no,
people quickly forget about this.
His audience is way too in the, like, you live by that I'm woke sword, you die by that I'm woke sword.
Okay, true.
Like, who's that rapper that was shot over the weekend? We've debated his name 100 times.
Extentation.
Like, Extentation was brought up on charges of, like, banging a woman with, like, barbecue tongs or something like that. Like, God damn it. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. I had to reset the PC. Extentation. Let's just say Google sexual barbecue implements. Would that get us a hit? Hold on. Rape charge. That man doing fine in the rap world is what I'm trying to put out there. He's not appealing to a conscientious crowd. This isn't Donald Glover, who's like, did This Is America, and then we find out like he was, I don't know, doing something to Gillian Jacobs on the set of goddamn Community or something like that. Your audience really kind of shapes, I think, how hard that Me Too stuff is going to get you if it's lobbed at you. And again, we have no proof, really. And I'm not saying it wasn't the case that he didn't do all this crap, but I'll just keep reiterating. It's terrifying that we've made a special class of charge you can level against someone that doesn't need proof. Like, where you're just like, oh, he space raped me. And you're like, oh, space rape. Well, that exists outside of the time-space continuum. Like, there's no evidence. Like, he just did it.
I think it starts with, why would anyone say this? And then it becomes a matter of, oh, well, now you have multiple people. I think that's the part that I wish the jackass to differentiate. Hey, this is really people who are saying and corroborating.
I mean, in Louis C.K.'s case, yeah, 100%.
But yeah, he couldn't hide it, and that was something that had been talked about for years, and it was not stopping.
Yeah.
Same thing with Kevin Spacey and Harvey Weinstein, so there's, like, that class. And even the New York attendant wears makeup. That guy was a total weirdo. And it's just very believable that, like, he had problems. He's claiming that he was in your category of just liking the rough sex. And so ex-girlfriends who were accusing stuff were also into it. But he does seem to have some serious problems himself. So when you have multiple accusations, very different from, like, Aziz and Chris Hardwick. It's like, we have one relationship that, well, I guess in Aziz's case, it was a one-night stand.
One-nighter, yeah.
But, you know, it's... So those are a little different, but it's one person that when you look at what happened and what was described, is there anything else that kind of lets you know that maybe you should not be as surprised about Chris Hardwick? I guess that's the way I'm looking at it with the age difference, where if I take a step back and I'm like, even if I accept everything he said, that he was the one that much younger than him in the first place. So whether that reason for me to take give her story more credibility, I, at the very least, do think it is creepy for him in the first place to be dating her. So I guess that's the part that makes me more willing to believe her.
You've been married and normal too long.
Nah, it's just like, you don't have any friends with a... That's why I brought that up. You don't have any friends who have
period.
A dating gap with someone that big. You can't think of anyone beyond yourself.
No, Pete. That's all I got.
Yeah. And it's just... This is not a normal thing that people do. The idea that Chris Hardwick is not a normal boyfriend to someone who was 17 years younger.
Yeah.
I find that very credible.
Yeah, that...
The idea that someone shorter than his girlfriend who was much younger and models is controlling and won't let her have male friends. Totally, totally believe that.
It's very...
Totally credible.
Everything she said is very believable. I'm with you on that. I just... Do you believe it or not? Because he put out texts, I guess, which I don't like it when any party puts out texts in public. But
right.
He kind of had to. Lobbed at I you, feel yeah, like, yeah, you don't have much in terms of options. And it was revealed, I mean, I think she more or less accused him of cheating. But she, you know, it went both ways. She was like, oh, I kissed a guy, which is code for I kissed his penis repeatedly with my mouth till I seagulled his cum down my gullet. And that was kind of it for him. You know, he was like, look, I know you didn't just kiss him. And she was texting him months and months and months after the fact. Now, I don't like the fact that this is me being slightly woke, if you will. Travis, get out your notepad, jot this down. But the person writing the article was like, why would a woman who was abused so much by a man text him after the fact? And I get it. Like, doesn't matter. Like, because that same logic would apply to, like, well, why is she in the relationship in the first place? And you can kind of just chill in these bad relationships, I guess. It makes no sense to me. I've been in lazy, crappy relationships, but if things were even mildly abusive, I wouldn't be there. But I don't
understand.
These
are fairly common stories, unfortunately.
Yes,
it's not...
exactly. And that's when I get mad when people are like, how dare you laugh about that? I'm like, it's just weird as S to me because I don't treat people like that. You know, like, I'm sorry. I would never conceive of being that abusive and crappy to someone. I might be neglectful of emotions, but that's just par for the course. I think we all suck.
You're the hero of the podcast world now.
Yeah, I really am. Like, how many people have you raped? Oh, zero, John? Here's
wow.
your crown. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. God, that's all my mom wanted
you
for
get
me.
A parade.
At 37, still zero rapes under my belt. I am pretty much her sweet little angel baby boy. So he's kind of out of career. We don't know what's going to happen to him. I don't know what the hell she's even been doing. She's still like an attractive model. She'll find someone. But
you're on the side now of you're thinking Me Too's gone too far. Is that where you're...
I don't know what the hell to think. I mean, it's scary as hell that someone, period, if you grow up under American values and at least paying lip service to innocent until proven guilty, how can you find this anything other than terrifying? Like, to call this un-American is not me trying to be hyperbolic. It literally is un-American in what we claim to hold up.
No, they were both white.
Thank you, Travis.
I guess I would love to have someone present to me the clearest case of a Me Too indictment gone wrong. I think that's where I really want to hear a story where I question whether it's going too far because I haven't heard yet. I just haven't.
I mean, again, it's just odd to me. One, what I've said before, the whole like you can, you know, just lob these charges. But it's odd that we have simply accepted that the completely acceptable comeuppance for these charges is just instantly losing your gig. It's not like anyone talking about this publicly and like shaming him and being like, oh God, okay, let's try to pursue some charges against any of these people. We're just very comfortable with the 1-2 of like, these are the charges leveled against you by one or more parties. And then like your gig is gone. Now, in the case of like Harvey Weinstein, where legit, like they're pursuing him for like rape one or whatever It's like, good, F the guy. Like if actual charges are being pursued, then like things happened. You know what I mean? But like, it's just bizarre that we have this new, I don't want to call it a new court of public opinion, we're just like, this is cool.
What he's trying to say, folks, is never believe women.
Thank you, Travis.
Like when they say like, oh, I don't think Travis Dorward's handsome, you say, shut up.
Yeah.
I guess I just want to take a step back though and just put it out there that going back to everything I've been trying to talk about with the age difference between Hardwick and his ex, you're looking at how I would have gone and played by different rules than the rest of us, where when you talk about all these stories and you talk about, oh, is there like due process in America? Like you should really be proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, blah, blah, blah. This is not a crime we're talking about necessarily. This is, in a lot of these cases, just workplace sexual harassment and worse. But it's on the job. And it's weird that every place I've ever worked, I had to sit through a video where it's like, do not talk about Sheila's tits.
Yeah.
Do not ever do anything that basically happens on every Hollywood set.
Whoa.
And now...
Are you Facebook friends with Sheila? I like that.
But it's just like now suddenly we're in a situation where Hollywood is finally having to have a regular workplace like the rest of us. And I'm like, join it. Like, I'm so tired of them having special privileges in a way where I'm like, finally. You know, I guess, yeah, that's the jealousy in me of like people in Hollywood for the many past decades of like Kevin Spacey being able to like touch whatever little boy he wanted for decades. And it's just, this is crazy.
That made me think of a like a Fight Club type scene. Do not talk about Sheila's tits. Do not talk about Sheila's tits. Do not talk about
Sheila's just the name of Meatloaf's.
Her name is not Sugar Tits. Her name is not Sugar Tits.
Oh, God. All right. Well, we can punch out on that. I think we fixed everything in society.
We are woke. We are woke.
Oh, my God. You could step right into Extatian's record contract, whatever his name was. All right, everyone. That was Papa's Basement. I hope you enjoyed it. If not, it's clearly because you suffer from some sort of moral defect, and I weep for you. Show's website in papasbasement.com, YouTube / blah, 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 / Papa's Basement, and at Papa's Basement for me on Twitter and Instagram. You guys, do your things while I think about Sheila's huge tits.
Follow me on Twitter at Travis Dorward. If you don't, you're a rapist. All right.
And I'm Howard Flood for the purposes of John Papa Giorgio's crappy world. So
there you go.
At Basement Howard. Like, stop using my real name on Facebook.
All right. This sounds like something from The Wire. Get my name out your mouth, motherfucker.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.